This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The whole of this crazy society is based on money. Ironically, money that has never, does not, and will never exist. It's just figures on a screen.
They've run the system, the whole economic system of the world, for the last 2,500 years. So why shouldn't they also run the economic system for the next few hundred years?
Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm. We're here live worldwide every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time on Republic Broadcasting Networks, over your radio, over your phone, over the internet, via satellite. If you want to be an affiliate, you can do that. If you want to have the show blasting out over your station, your manager or owner of a station in your town, we can do that. I even worked on the website a little bit today to enhance some things, enhance your visiting pleasure while we're talking about the show. And put up the information about affiliate. If you wanted to be an affiliate, you could contact us. As always, up there at MileHighLibertyRadio.com, you can find the stuff that we're going to be talking about. And what do we talk about? Well, we're Solutions Radio. We're not Bullhorn Radio. We know that things are bad out there. We get it. I always use the drones as an example because it's something that a lot of people understand. They get these drones are used for killing people. So when you tell people that there are going to be drones in American airspace used by Americans against Americans, people want to know what you're talking about. Do you mean one of those Predator drones flying with the two Hellfire missiles and stuff? Well, we've talked a lot about that, and I even have a little bit of drone information for us to go over today, and we will. But that's just one of many things. And the question is, what do you do about it? I suggested in the and my friends at We Are Change Colorado have suggested that everyone should start their own drone club and get together and build drones and put cameras on them and fly them over the neighbors, not the neighbor's house, the mayor's house. Speaking of mayors, one of those guys got his home raided by the FBI here in Trenton, New Jersey. We'll hit that story too. But build your own drone and, you know, fly them over the mayor's fence or up high above his house and look in his yard like he's letting his police do to you. That's the game they're playing. Let's play the game back. So, you know, that's just one of the solutions. We talk about health and nutrition, and we talk about local organic foods and clean water, as well as local organic money and economics and working to build the community right there in your backyard, and return to that notion that we can help each other voluntarily and purposefully and succeed in life, and that we don't need this abusive and non-caring, overreaching, overbearing arm of government controlling everything that we do. And we'll talk about that because I mentioned this several days, and now everybody's talking about it everywhere, and nobody seems to get it. And this is the Obama thing, where he the other day is saying the quote about businesses supposedly, and talking about how you didn't build your business if you have a business. Well, that's not exactly what the man said, and I've hinted to that, and I've talked about it a little bit on Tuesday, and then I actually caught a couple of minutes Alex Jones today. He'd been off most of the week, I guess, and I heard him talking about it, so it reminded me that I forgot to talk about it yesterday. I brought it up at one point because I want to clarify this, because there are some people out there that just do not get what he said. What's going around, like Facebook and social media and Twitter and the pictures and the memes that are going around and being shared. And I don't know what you may have heard on your local news or if you've heard anything about it at all, but it's been twisted and turned in to make it sound like he's basically saying that you didn't build your own business, that business people didn't use their own sweat and strength and money and courage and everything that it requires for one person somewhere to initially come up with an idea to start a business. And it's patently untrue. It's not what he said. He may have used some poorly worded phrases, but when we come back from this break, we're going to dive into it. I'm going to clear it up once and for all, and I'm going to put it in perspective of what the real problem should be with what you have with what the president said today, and nobody's getting this. I think Alex Jones got it. The couple minutes that I heard, it sounded like he got it. I mentioned this back on Tuesday in relation to having a conversation with my friend about this, and he didn't get it either. But I did have a buddy of mine that did get it, and he said, Obama's got a point. Nowadays, to have a successful business, you have to pay protection money to the government mafia. Well, we'll be back on Mile High Liberty Radio to talk about it.
Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, 1, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution.
Welcome back. Find us here every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time, all across Republic Broadcasting Network, talking about solutions. Myself and all the people's media on the Front Range together here are putting this show on for you. The people at We Are Change Colorado and all of the independent media on the Front Range who I'm hooked up with, all of them, even to some of the mainstream media through just my connections and stories and the information that I share with you. So you're getting the big picture here, and we're real new media friendly and social media friendly. We invite you to join us up on Facebook all the time. We don't overutilize Facebook in it by any means. We just have a Facebook page and we share what's coming up on the show. But you can find that at MileHighLibertyRadio.com as well. And as always, right in about the middle of the page, you see this week, and it's a little gray strip that goes straight down. If you just scroll down just a little bit, I designed all this myself. And I don't want you to have to scroll too far, because I don't want to have to scroll too far. But you'll find today's date and the things that we're going to talk about. You notice President Obama insults American business and ingenuity is up there, as are a couple of other things. I'll read them off to you, and then I'm going to come back to them, because I want to talk to specifically about what I posted there. What I said is, Thursday, July 19th, President Obama insults American business and ingenuity. Well, if you heard the first few minutes of the if you get the first few minutes of the show, you already know that that is obviously just a title to get people to pay attention to what I'm going to say. Now, obviously, I don't think that. I said that. I said that it was poorly chosen words. The battle for liberty is happening now, right now. I cannot stress enough how right now this is it. This is the moment in time. The revolution is not tomorrow, not next week. There might be a shot that designates the official historical beginning of said resolution, but as far as the people out here are concerned, the shot's already been fired. We're already ready. We're just waiting for the rest of you to catch up with us to defend liberty and to defend the ideas of freedom. It's happening now. The revolution is now. The people whose voices you hear that are talking about the things that we're not supposed to talk about anymore, the things that they want to shut down the internet and free speech for, the things that our government is criminally corrupt and involved in, they're not going to be, they're squeezing to do it. They're trying to shut us down. But those people, those voices that you're hearing right now, that is the revolution. That is the people getting the information out. We're trying to stop that first shot from being fired. We're trying to change the system without that shot being fired. Unfortunately, more and more and every day, it looks like we get further and further away from the possibility of that actually happening. But that doesn't mean we don't keep trying, and that doesn't mean that you know, like I've asked before, that you support your independent and local media and people who are telling the truth, and that you get involved in the social media and the places like Facebook, because there are things out there that you probably never heard about that come across Facebook, and we might hit on one of those. There's another where a play on words, Adam versus the Man on Mile High Liberty Radio. It says that. Well, it's true. It doesn't say that he's going to be on today's show, though. It just says Adam versus the Man on Mile High Liberty Radio. It didn't say Adam versus the Man on Mile High Liberty Radio today. We talked to him about such and such or anything. No, I'm promoting the fact that Adam is going to be on the show. I actually confirmed today for sure that next Tuesday Adam will be on the show, probably about 3:30, and we'll keep him for at least half an hour if we can't get him for longer. We might take some phone calls if he's into that, but we'll talk to him about Adam versus the Man and what's going on. But this is what I was getting at. These words are important, and you've got to read them, and you can't take them for granted. You can't just assume that because you heard, even from the guy's own mouth, one piece of a sentence, that you know what is happening. And I get it that some of this stuff in the social media is fun, and it's all about memes, and it's all about digging at the people, but there's got to be some sort of truth. You've got to draw a line in all of the information that you share with people, whether it be personally or over the new media places like Facebook or something like that, Twitter, Tumblr, whatever you're into, that you're sharing your message out there with people. You've got to draw that line on the truth. And these words right here lead you possibly to believe something. If you don't tune in and actually hear what I have to say about Adam versus the Man on Mile High Liberty Radio, yeah, we're going to talk about it. Yeah, he's going to be on the show next Tuesday. And I know that this happened because one of my buddies, Aaron McMurray, he's been on the show with us before. He's called in a few times to give us reports out on the road with the We Are Change guys out there doing stuff, holding the 9/11 signs and things like that. And he sent me a text after I started sharing today's information around the social media and through the Republic Broadcasting Network, Facebook, Facebook page and all these places that pre-show I try to get out and just share with a few thousand people, hey, the show is coming on, you know, this is what we're going to talk about. Well, Aaron sent me a text over my phone, Adam's going to be on the show today with a bunch of exclamation points after it, and I had to break his heart a little bit and say no, but that I'm just hyping it, and I want to hype it because I want people to realize Adam will be on the show next Tuesday, and so I want to make sure that everybody knows and they can tune in and they can check it out, because I've mentioned Adam Kokesh's name and Adam versus the Man many, many times, and you may not have personal experience. Well, you will after Tuesday if you tune in on then. Martin shooting, part of God's plan. Yeah. Trayvon Martin's death was part of God's plan, according to Zimmerman. I know I'm going to ruffle a few feathers on that one, but I try to make it contextually pointed, as I always do. Cancer surgery unnecessary. That's one that I haven't delved into too much, but we're going to together, because it's one that my cop buddy that I've mentioned before shared with me, a good friend, a 25-year friend who's a cop, that shared that information with me. So let's dive in and let's talk about exactly what I've just been talking about. This idea that you might mistake something that has been said because you don't have the full story, or because it was shared with you on Facebook and it's part of, I don't know, numbers, part of percentages in something where you don't know where the information came from, or as I pointed out originally when I brought this topic up days ago, with regard to the president and what he had to say and my impression of it, was that I gotta frame this right, because there's a whole bunch of problems with the entire thing. I told you the other day that there was nothing redeeming about what he said, and there's not. And even I'm going to contradict that. All right, let's see. I think we're not gonna have the time. I wanna do this right, and that's why I'm making sure that I cover all my bases, because what's happened, we're going to listen to the president after the next break. We'll go basically almost right to it. It's about 3 minutes that the whole thing, not just one sentence that's being shared around in pictures on Facebook. We'll listen to the whole thing, because what's happening is, and everybody has been guilty of this, and I will not be guilty of it. I'm not going to do this to you. I'm not going to trample over what he said and pick out every word and everything while he's saying it. At least I'm at least going to let him have his 2 minutes and 54 seconds or whatever it is to actually completely get across the message, and maybe even more than should. But I want you to understand before we even go into it, I'm not defending him in any way, except in the superficial notion that people are misconstruing his words. And I will argue with you what they're misconstruing them about. And for me, it's about this notion that he's justifying his own existence inside government. He's basically telling you when he says what he says, whether he realizes or not, or whether you realize it or not, the words that he's using are very clear to me and a lot of other people. He's saying that the reason you're successful is because everybody else, particularly the government, has justified its own existence and his own existence by taking the money out of your wallets and distributing it to other places and programs to decide what roads are built for you and to let you have your business. That's the problem with what the president has to say. He used a few words that were not particularly choice in this, but it has to go with everything that I've talked about since the beginning of the show today, everything to do with the way that I worded the presentation of today. Show and maybe confusing people into believing that Adam would be on the show today when he's on Tuesday. The Trayvon Martin shooting thing, even part of God's plan. I purposely have taken those words, but I did not take those words out of context. Don't get me wrong, and that's the clarification. Those words are the words out of George Zimmerman's mouth, because he finally has come out and done an interview and was on Sean Hannity's show, and that was his words. that the death of Trayvon Martin was part of God's plan. And we're going to get into that, but we're sliding into a break right here in just a few seconds. And I just want to finish up on this Obama thing. And I just want you to understand that the reason that I'm doing it and the reason I'm talking about it is not in defense of the president. It's in defense of your own self, my own self, in the idea that if we're going to get out there and talk to people about things and present an idea to them and try to plant those seeds that change their mind about what's going on in the world today, we got to do it from the truthful side. We got to know what we're talking about. You cannot take one sentence of the president's words and shove them down everybody's voice and throats as if that was the voice or the gist or anything that the president actually meant in that. And yeah, you can argue sentence by sentence and piece by piece, but I'm talking about taking the whole thing at face value for what it is. I've mentioned that before. There's some things that maybe we just need to take at face value. Well, I'm going to delve into the conspiracy of the president and what he said, and we'll actually listen to his words when we get back on Mile High Liberty Radio.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Sturman. As always, we're talking about the news, we're talking about solutions, we're trying to put everything into a perspective that gives you something to walk away with when you spend your time with us. That's the best that we can hope for. We try to do the truth as close as we can possibly get it and go as close to the source. And, well, this is what I'm talking about. Let's go to the source. Manny, fire it off. It's the president talking about exactly what I've been talking about without delay. This is the entire speech. Just at any time, I'll stop talking. This is the entire speech. Well, not maybe the entire speech, but the entire stretch of that portion of the speech. It's just about 3 minutes. And you can find this up on YouTube or MileHighLibertyRadio.com. Click on today's date. Scroll down to the bottom. It's the last link down there, YouTube. And you can listen to it and see it for yourself. So if you got that for us, Manny, go ahead and...
But you know what? I'm not going to see us gut the investments that grow our economy to give tax breaks to me or Mr. Romney or folks who don't need them. So I'm going to reduce the deficit in a balanced way. We've already made $1 trillion worth of cuts. We can make another trillion or trillion two. And what we then do is ask for the wealthy to pay a little bit more. And by the way, we've tried that before. A guy named Bill Clinton did it. We created 23 million new jobs, turned the deficit into a surplus, and rich people did just fine. We created a lot of millionaires. And you know, there are a lot of wealthy, successful Americans who agree with me because they want to give something back. They know they didn't... If you've been successful, you didn't get there on your own. You didn't get there on your own. I'm always struck by people who think, well, it must be because I was just so smart. There are a lot of smart people out there. It must be because I worked harder than everybody else. Let me tell you something. There are a whole bunch of hardworking people out there. If you were successful, somebody along the line gave you some help. There was a great teacher somewhere in your life. Somebody helped to create this unbelievable American system that we had that allowed you to thrive. Somebody invested in roads and bridges. If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen. The internet didn't get invented on its own. Government research created the internet so then all the companies could make money off the internet. The point is that when we succeed... We succeed because of our individual initiative, but also because we do things together. There's some things, just like fighting fires, we don't do on our own. I mean, imagine if everybody had their own fire service. That'd be a hard way to organize fighting fires. So we say to ourselves, ever since the founding of this country, you know what, there's some things we do better together. That's how we... funded the GI Bill. That's how we created the middle class. That's how we built the Golden Gate Bridge or the Hoover Dam. That's how we invented the internet. That's how we sent a man to the moon. We rise or fall together as one nation and as one people. And that's the reason I'm running for president, because I still believe in that idea. You're not on your own. We're in this together.
All right. So that's it. That's the entire words. And I did exactly what I said I would do. I let the man have his say and didn't interrupt it and stomp all over what he's saying, because I certainly could nitpick it apart, and I'm going to a little bit here. But I want to point out the most important factor. And I've already hit on it already, and I hit on it days ago, and I'm going over this because people don't get it. Just minutes before the show started, I posted again the exact same thing where, just what I was talking about earlier, President Obama insults American business and ingenuity. And immediately, one of the responses was, well, the president didn't say that. I listened to the whole thing. Blah, 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 blah. Well, you didn't listen to my whole thing. You haven't actually heard me yet. That's one sentence. One sentence talking about what I'm going to talk about in an entire two-hour show. So you can't assume anything. And that's exactly what I'm talking about in that respect. But as far as what that president actually said, well, for the most part, and you won't hear me say this very often, he's right when he talks about the idea that someone helped, a teacher, or that roads were built or things like that. In general, on the surface, he's absolutely right. None of us really do anything on our own. A lot of us do things on our own, but to succeed big, as my buddy Jason pointed out, to be successful, a big business, certainly in America, you've got to pay your protection money to the government mafia. And that's true, certainly with this administration, and I don't think it's been any different of any administration for a long, long time to come. And when the president says what he says, when he says we, he's talking about the government. He specifically is talking about, you know, it's all hyperbole. A whole bunch of it is hyperbole, like when he mentions it. Imagine everyone having their own fire service. Hell yes, imagine it. Imagine everyone having the ability and the sense to put out their own fires. In most of the communities that are here on the Front Range, most of the communities here have volunteer fire departments. It's all hyperbole. But what's not hyperbole is when he talks about, well, trillions in cuts. That's just BS. He hasn't made trillions in cuts. He's not going to make another 1.2 trillion in cuts, as he said. I mean, let's analyze what he's really talking about here. The big important thing, and I'm pushing this because we're going into the break. The big important thing, I've already said it, but I'm going to reiterate it when we come back. He's justifying his own existence by saying that the government took in our taxes, our tax dollars, and all this money, and because they did that and because they built the roads, that's why we're all successful. That government did this for us, and that without government, we couldn't do it. That's what's patently wrong with what the president is saying. We'll be back on My High Liberty Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012, TheMountainHours.com. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or reba is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or reba is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm, and we're here every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time on Republic Broadcasting Networks, talking about the truth, talking about solutions, and really giving a fair shot, even to the president, if you can believe it. I let him have his say, and what he said, I have a problem with. And it's not what he said that everybody has turned into a big deal, the idea that you didn't make that, you didn't create that. He was actually right in that general overall sense. But what was really wrong with what the president said, and it's because he uses the word we a lot, that you think he's talking about all of us and that he's included. He doesn't mean we in the collective sense, all of us in that grand sense that our own individual efforts strived individually together provide for a good society when we generally try to do good things that are positive for society. That happens. He's saying we, as in the socialist we. He means government. He means your tax dollars. He means that without government doing what it does, interfering in your lives, taking money out of your pocket, taking control of your health care, taking all of these things, being the nanny state that it is, that's what he's saying when he says we. And if you don't like that, if you don't accept that socialist, because I threw that word socialist we in there, if you don't accept that, take his real words. The system allowed you to thrive. That's a paraphrase, but that's what he said. There was some other useless words in there that wouldn't change the meaning of what I just said. The system allowed you to thrive is what he said. He is praising himself. He's trying to get elected. You hear him right there at the end of the thing say that that's why I'm running for president, because I believe in the America that believes in the America. That was a funny meme that came across Facebook today. George Bush, I believe in America because America believes in America, blah, blah, blah. You know, just this circular non-logic even. And then there was a comparison to something Mitt said. Well, top the Obama bum in there with him, because he's got the same problem when it comes to trying to sell himself to the people, where he rambles on about nothing. Yeah, I ramble on, but it's about something. That rambling on was a little bit about nothing and a lot about a hyperbole. And you know, overall, like I said, in general, you've got to give him his due. What he's saying is generally right. But you got to clarify. When you scrape that surface away and look at him and look at what he means by we, by his own words, the system that allowed you to thrive, he's saying that the only reason you are a business, have a business, thought of a business, realized a business, is because government allowed you to do it. That's what's wrong with what the president is saying, and I've spent a ton of time on it, and I don't think I can be any clearer about it. I've been clear on it from day one. I didn't get into it again yesterday, but as soon as it started going around, I did, and I tried to make a clarification, and I tried to put it in context, and I think that's as clear as it gets. If you don't understand it beyond that, I'm not sure what definition of what words you'd be missing in there, because it's his own words, no question about it. The system allowed you to thrive. He's saying that government is the way to go, that the nanny state is the way to go, that socialism, the socialist we, not just the collective we, to unfortunately use another socialist or collectivist or whatever ridiculous term. I'm just talking about everybody together generally doing good things, striving towards their own ends without stepping on each other's toes, damaging each other or each other's property, accomplish good things for society without government. In fact, government impedes our progress in everything. It'd be just like those examples of the graphs that I've told you about that exist out there from like the World Health Organization own results and charts that show how from the discovery of a disease, and you can call government the disease, or the cure in this case, because they do the Hegelian dialectic and try to be all of these things. It's a straight shot down from the beginning. Everything's getting good as freedom exists, and before everybody gets involved in it, and as we realize said thing exists and how it's transmitted, and start keeping ourselves cleaner, and start practicing better surgery and open wound practices. These things all made the changes that brought it down, and then they introduced the vaccine, and it literally went back up in many, many other cases. If you take away all the different names, I know we've gone over this, but a minute, let's do it. If you take away all those other names and slap the names that they created up after polio, let's say, then polio shot up. It didn't go down after the vaccination. It went up. And this is the same thing here. When government gets involved, it screws things up and throws it back into that tizzy. We see it in every single aspect of things. That's the reason why the founders set the entire system up for the government to be, one, replaceable. That was in the Declaration. The entire notion that the people are free of government. That's where you got to start looking for your rights, is at the beginning of the Declaration of Independence, because really that's where they begin and end. The government is of the people, by the people, for the people, and when they get tired of it, they can abolish it. And, well, it's going to happen eventually. They're either going to force our hand to do it, or politically wise, which this is happening all over the nation, Republicans are now Ron Paul Republicans, not Reagan Republicans, all over the nation. So if that legacy of Ron Paul and it can hold true, the whole notion of liberty, the everything that we talk about here, if that can hold true, I'm not convinced it can. I'm sorry if I'm a skeptic, but that's why I get here to do the things with preparedness and being aware and just getting out the truth and information, because I want everybody else to be aware. I hope that I'm wrong, that we can turn this thing around, but it gets piled on every day. You know, I talk about the drones. One of the links at myhighlibertyradio.com, if you go up there and click on today's date somewhere right about the middle of the page, you scroll just an itty bitty little bit and you'll find today's date. It should be red linked for you, and it'll take you to today's show and the links for today's show. And one of those, two of those links actually, just a couple stories down, misleading drone strike data. And you've probably heard about this, but it's back in the news. And then I have another story there as well, that goes along with the drones as well. But I wanted to pull up this first one because it's kind of important. We're talking about the president and we're talking about really all the time the inability of a left-wing president or right-wing president to get away from the wars, because the wars are controlled by the bankers and the money system and all these things that we always talk about. Well, so the analysis of the drones and this flawed analysis of drone strike data is misleading Americans is important. This is in the Atlantic. Yesterday, the media's go-to source for kill figures is the New American Foundation, but its invaluable work is being cited in support of conclusions it doesn't support. And this all has to do with the drones that I mentioned earlier in the show, the big ones with the Hellfire missiles that go around blowing up entire convoys and killing entire wedding parties. That's the kind of drone that I'm talking about. That's just, I'm so terrible. Peter Bergen is among the most influential people in America when it comes to shaping public attitudes about drone strikes inside Pakistan. An author, print journalist, and broadcaster, he is a national security analyst at CNN, a fellow at Fordham University Center on National Security, and the director of the New American Foundation's National Security Studies Program. It's the last position that is most important for our purposes, for the New American Foundation sponsors the Year of the Drone. And that link is up there inside this story, an invaluable effort to analyze press reports on drone strikes. And it goes on and on. It fills you in on the background of why there might be compromised information. Well, the obvious reason is maybe possibly the reason that you've heard, and it's the attitude that our own government takes towards – the killing of militants, quote unquote, and the versus the number of civilians and how they count the people that are actually killed in one of these strikes. On July 14th, Bergen published a problematic article in CNN, and they just go on to actually use his words to talk about the death rate and to confirm that he's using compromised data and his own information is compromised. Today, for the first time, this is his words, today, for the first time, the estimated civilian death rate is at or close to zero. And, well, there's a reason for that. You could draw the conclusion, of course, that their data is completely correct, except that when it's obvious that drone strike data is not reported properly. If you want to understand the why, I'll go back to the article. To understand why, think about the nature of the information they've gathered. Without even reading the specific press accounts, it's obvious that drone strikes unreported in the press are completely invisible. If it's not reported, it's not reported. And it's done out in the middle of a Pakistani desert somewhere. It's not reported. Nobody saw it. If a tree falls in the war, did the U.S. blow it up? Probably. Restricting ourselves to the drone strikes that do make it into the press, how reliable are the numbers given for total killed, militants killed, and civilians killed? Short answer, not very reliable. This is The Atlantic, and it's got to do with this very specific fact, and that's that our government counts anyone above a certain age as a militant if they are killed in an attack. That's the bottom line of it. This is a really long article. There's tons of information to back it up. TheAtlantic.com or MileHighLibertyRadio.com on today's date. You can find it. I want to go on to the next story. This is out of The Guardian. That's our buddies across the pond there in the UK. Hello, how are you? I know it's late, but thanks for listening. Or early, I guess, depends on how you – it's late, yeah. No, it's early. Sorry, I'm going backwards. I'm thinking the other direction. I made myself have to think about it. Families of U.S. citizens killed in drone strike file wrongful death suit. And you know about this. You heard about this because Anwar al-Awlaki is a Colorado native. Possibly. I don't know. Maybe they stay in this. Well, anyway, his son, 16-year-old kid that was killed as well in an entirely separate strike, and we'll go into the details. If this is from The Guardian, families of U.S. citizens killed in drone strike file wrongful death lawsuit, Yemen strike against quote-unquote kill list, and this is, again, still all to do with our wonderful office of the president out there, kill list member Anwar al-Awlaki also killed his teenage son and an alleged al-Qaeda propagandist, and this is from yesterday in The Guardian. The killing of three U.S. citizens, one a 16-year-old boy, in targeted drone strikes last year were unlawful and violated their constitutional rights by not affording them due process, according to a lawsuit filed by the relatives on Wednesday. And it sounds like pretty good grounds for a lawsuit to me. I haven't done a ton of research to actually go look at the lawsuit information. I assume it's all there. This is really, really well linked in The Guardian. No matter what you might think of some of our European friends and some of their attitudes, good news is good news. I say that about all the sites, and I kid with our friends across the pond. I say that about all the sites. Look, it's about the information. It's not about where you got it from necessarily. If the information is true and rings true, how can you argue about where you got it from? Even if you don't like the overall political views or social views or whatever it is that would normally keep you from looking in that source for material. This is a Guardian. Anwar al-Awlaki, a radical Muslim cleric who was placed on a CIA kill list last year, died in a targeted strike in Yemen on the 30th of September. They also killed Samir Khan, an alleged propagandist for al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. Al-Awlaki's teenage son, Abdurulaham, was killed in a separate strike 200 miles away, in which six others died 2 weeks later. Lawsuit accuses Panetta, Petraeus, the CIA, two military commanders of authorizing and directing unlawful killings. It doesn't name the president, apparently. The complaint alleges that the deaths are part of a broader program, and you know it's the English when there's E at the end of the word program, deliberate and premeditated killings by the United States, which rely on vague legal standards. This is a quote. a closed executive process and evidence never presented to the courts. Our entire argument all the way. the argument all the way. And maybe pressure from an outer source, given our president is so big on the UN and supporting the UN and wants to sign all these treaties, and we'll talk about the UN Small Arms Treaty, hopefully with some representatives from the GOA. I put out the word to them. They're getting back to me to let me know if they can get somebody on. So fingers crossed, and they'll come in and maybe do a little analysis of the whole thing. But in this story, the complaint alleges that the deaths are part of this broader program. The lawsuits filed by the ACLU and the Center for Constitutional Rights, and, you know, for once in a while, every once in a while, they get it right. They all get it right. Even the ACLU. I'm always poking at them. I poked at them today, in fact, for something that they posted, the local ACU that they posted as information and important on my website. Let's see. On behalf of Nasser al-Awlaki, the father of Anwar and grandfather of the kid, and Sarah Khan, the mother of Khan, it aims to force the Obama administration to disclose information about secret decisions behind the killing. And the story goes on for quite a bit more. It's an in-depth story. It seems to be very well researched. That one's at Guardian. And you can find it through MahiLibertyRadio.com. We're getting close to a break, so I won't dive into another story yet. I'll just tell you some of the things that are interesting that I came across today, or my friends at We Are Change Colorado, or any of my other 500 plus sources around the world from the left and the right and everywhere in between sent me. Trenton Mayer's home raided by FBI. I mentioned that. It was in Trenton, New Jersey. But we'll try to hit on that just because I talked about it. 16 things you don't need. That was fun at bundle.com. And it was pretty well right. And, oh, this was a breaking story within the hour before the show. I didn't even think about this. Hillary Clinton, possible assassination attempt in Israel. Yeah, supposedly somebody had tried to assassinate Hillary Clinton, and they're trying to scrub it from the web. I was actually afraid that maybe this link would be gone, but it's not. It's still there. So we'll be sure to talk about it when we come back. I actually shot a bunch of screen images of it and everything, captured a bunch of screen images of it, just in case for some reason it got scrubbed, because apparently there was a Reuters story that's been scrubbed, and this all ties in with the Israel and U.S. Iran conflict, and we're going to dive into that, I think, when we get back on, because I haven't talked about it. I post some links about it, and I've hinted to it. I talked about the bombing the other day. I didn't get into that Israel might use it as a pretext for war with Iran, and of course, you know, they say everything that Israel does, America's right behind. So we'll talk about all that when we get back on My Liberty Radio.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at slashpower123.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at slashpower123.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to slashpower123.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at slashpower123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's slashpower123.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm, and as always, I'm sharing the news and sharing the truth, and it's all with the help of my good friends from We Are Change Colorado, and as always, I encourage you, I beg you to go out there and get involved in your community. We Are Change Colorado, We Are Change, the group is not a political group. It's not about politics. It's about action. It's about getting out on the street and presenting an idea. And it's not just 9/11. It's not just Oklahoma City. It's not just false flag events. It's everything. It's your thing. It's what you bring to the party, and that's what every good social group like that should be, and why I encourage you to join it. If your thing is clean foods or survival and preparedness, all these things that we talk about, or economics and money, and you want to protest the Federal Reserve, or if it's art and music and theater that we always talk about, any of these things, you can bring that to the party, and you should bring that to the party. Whether it's a We Are Change, WeAreChangeColorado.org is a great place to start if you're out here on the Front Range. I miss my buddies. I haven't been the last couple weekends. I've had things going on weeks that we meet on Monday nights, 7 to 9 p.m. We're meeting at Hooked on Colfax, a really wonderful little cafe. If you like to have a cold beer, you can do that. Or if you like to have a fresh raw fruit smoothie, you can do that as well. It's just a nice, quiet, wonderful place, and they treat us really well there. And so we ask that when you come, you treat them really well too. You know, share maybe some of your Federal Reserve dollars with them, and hopefully they'll be one of the first places that we'll get to accept the Mile High Hours as soon as we decide what the currency is going to look like and actually start getting it out there and get people sharing it. You know, we're the only show anywhere, I think, that's doing this. We're the only real radio show that's talking a few hours a day or whatever in real places on a real network that's doing the sort of thing that we're doing right here. And that's one, this community media organization that helps back this, as well as the new media and the social media outlets. You know, I've talked about how I sit here and I do this live on the website. If you follow along with us, MileHighLibertyRadio.com, and you click on today's date, it's a red link there, it'll take you to a link at today's pages. And just to show you, I'm live on it right now. I'll type on there, right next to where it says today's show, it's up, "Hi, listener." And I'll click say, well, it didn't do it. Hang on. Why didn't it do it? Because I'm not on I got to put focus on the window. I can see the cursor is there flashing, but it's not actually in there. That's a bad Microsoft design. We could talk about bad Microsoft designs all day long. Hi, listener. And then I'll click save.
and give it just a couple of seconds to update on the website there, because I'm live real time on that website, and then go to your browser and then just click refresh. And right there next to today's show, it says, "Hi, listener," now. So I think we're the only station, the only show anywhere that's doing that. And obviously, I can do that on Facebook. I don't even need to show you that. I'm sitting here with Facebook open, my personal account and my Michael Storm account and my My High Liberty Radio account. And then I'm also a member of the We Are Change Colorado account. And I can post stuff on there. And so it's that new media and that sharing and that love, and it's all that we ever talk about here. I'll get back into the stories and that story that I hinted at about Hillary Clinton possible assassination attempt in Israel. We'll dive into that story and many, many more when we get back on Mile High Liberty Radio. Don't go away.